7J, Mobile.
Good morning, Bob. Indio Tiana.
Hello, Tom. What you up to?
Mute the television.
Oh, I just finished up some eggs and hash browns and Jimmy Dean sausage and a big old cup of coffee and watching Gunsmoke. How about you?
Up to the place where I bought my glasses from to get them adjusted again. They don't seem to want to hold the shape very well. I'm unhappy with this pair of glasses, but that's what you got. So, and I got to get them readjusted about once every 3 months. But and then I'm going to go visit my dad and start to bring some of his stuff home. He's coming home Saturday.
Well, we haven't been going out or traveling or anything like that. This Omicron stuff really sucks. But, well, you need to come down here and do like I did and go over there to Clemson Eye and get your eyes fixed. And it's totally without any pain whatsoever. And, I had very bad nearsightedness all my life from the fifth grade on, and now I got 20/20.
Costly, and I just don't care to spend that extra money right now, to tell you the truth. But one day here, I will do that.
Absolutely correct about the costly part. I won't even say. I had it done how many years ago, Bernice? No, more than that. I don't know, probably 3 or 4 years ago. But they just had to touch it up once about a year afterwards, and it took them about 30 seconds. Other than that, they've been fine. And as old as I am and gray as I am, that's really great. And they dug a little hole back there they call a goniometry or something like that, and it keeps you from... You're supposed to keep your pressures from going up, because a lot of us get glaucoma in that at our age. I know Bill's having some problems with his eyes. I'm not sure what the exact thing is, but that's the last thing you want to go bad, you know?
That's for sure. Well, I'll keep that in mind. I may consider that a few years down the road. Right now, I want to get fully retired, and that's kind of the plan.
Fully retarded. I mean retired. Well, we went to the trash dump this morning, is what I call it. It's just 2 miles up to the compactor. And had a nice visit with Dave, W4DJW. I heard you talking to him the other day, way above my pay grade. Who was having trouble with their amps?
Steve, KN4VWA, was having problems, and we got it resolved. Well, one of the problems was he did not have an inline tuner. He was trying to do something that just wasn't going to work. And then when he put the tuner in, a little lack of knowledge on the operating it, getting the meter, it's got different scales, different levels, and he was trying to drive the amp with like 30 watts, and it was getting, 10 out. And I said, that don't sound right. I think you got the scale set wrong. And after a little bit of Bible reading and a little bit of education on his part, he got her whipped, and all of a sudden there it was, putting out 600.
Yeah, those tuners can be kind of tricky. And Bill, he emailed me a thing to set mine up, and I got it done, and I've got a spare one, and that MFJ 998 works good. Well, we're not going to do anything more today. Actually, Bernice washed the truck yesterday after we got back and got the salt off of it. I hated to go out there today because it's kind of misty, but that water ain't going to hurt, but that salt's not a good thing.
And up there to the do-it-yourself there, probably probably tomorrow or Saturday. Once it dries up, there's no sense doing it now. It's raining. It's misting up here, but all of this is going to be rolling out of here pretty soon. I think by the probably 2, 3 o'clock, I think most of it's going to be gone.
Your dad doing a lot better now, or you said you was going to bring him home?
They gave us a discharge date of Saturday, so he'll be coming home Saturday. I go pick him up at 10:30.
Well, that's great, Mom. I'm getting a little bit of cabin fever here now, and they said something about a coronal mass ejection. I don't know if it occurred yet or not. They were anticipating it. But there is a 160-meter contest this weekend. I thought I'd do some cherry-picking if there were some international stations there. And you're ahead of me on those. But of course, I don't run FT8, but I've got 60, and I thought that's pretty good for an old man.
I'll probably participate a little bit and see what I can pick up for sure. Tom, I'm pulling into the Eyeglass Center here. I will say 73s, and you and Bernice have a great day if I don't talk to you again. ND7J, 73, Tom.
Okay, Mom, good luck with that. SM0TR73.
For ULP, monitoring.
For ULP, this is WD8RON.
ULP, how are you today? ULP, all right, back when we switched channels, I don't know if you said something, but if you did, I didn't catch it.
Find that site I gave you on grounding.
Not a chance to look yet.
The QRZ site and look up my call. I have my email address there. And send me yours. I'll send you a couple of sites I found that I think will be worth your looking at.
I'm pulling up QRZ here. All fine.
WD8RON, Whiskey, Delta, 8, Romeo, Oscar, November.
I'm sorry, I'm slow at typing. I didn't quite catch that. So it's W what?
Delta, 8, Romeo, Oscar, November, in Brevard.
WD8RAN?
Romeo, Oscar, November, Ron.
WD8RON.
I have an address in Brevard.
Got you. Only problem is, I'm on iPad here, and QRZ does not let me view email addresses, so when on the iPad, so I have to pull it up on the computer, which I don't have a computer available here right now, so yeah.
Send me an email, and I'll pull out some of these addresses on grounding, because I've been looking at that lately for setting up my station.
That and hopefully that was why I wasn't receiving effectively, and hopefully I'll be on HF here shortly with everything working.
I have my HF set up. I'm waiting to get my antenna up, and I'm also have to have a hole drilled in my wall, which is a stone wall, to put an entry for my cables.
To bother putting in an entry, I just ran through the window.
So hinges are vertical, so the whole window swings vertically rather than being able to lift it up and put something underneath it. I haven't figured out how to get it to come through the window, so I've got an entry box, but I've got to get a hole drilled. I'm going to have my furnace people, they've got a special drill for drilling holes in stone walls.
Yeah, with that kind of window, it'd be harder, but so right now I only have two cables running out the window, and the grounding cable will probably shortly join them.
I am not put my grounding rod in yet. It's an 8-foot rod, copper clad. I'm going to get one of these fence posts. I think it's for electric fence post driver that you can lift up and beat on it rather than a sledgehammer.
Okay, well, that's interesting. I'm not sure what I'm going to do about a grounding rod. I'm thinking about maybe tying into the house's grounding rod, or if we don't have enough cable for that, I'll probably have to research and find a grounding rod to put in.
The hardware stores like Lowe's has the grounding rods. They're about $15.
That's good information to know, if I have enough cable, I'd rather not spend the money, but I don't know if I have enough cable to reach to the grounding rod for the house. My shack is upstairs and I have to run all the way over the roof and then down into the grounding rod.
Problem, I've got similar problem, although it's not the distance here, but I think it'll make a big difference in your reception and your transmitting.
Transmit and be heard, it's just, my audio isn't that great, but I just can't receive anything whatsoever. It's a little squeal on this one frequency that, stays at 24/7, so I was told that's probably from, like, electrical wire or something in the house.
Your grounding will also help that. You're probably getting it 60-cycle hum from your electrical system.
Yeah, probably would be from something electrical. So, I was, really excited to get on HF and have my antenna up. I was ready, and then, just now I have a receiving issue. So, I just hope grounding fixes that, and there's not something wrong with the radio or the antenna.
Be located to try on.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm looking on my map here, see if I can get an idea here. I would say, I think we're about 30 minutes or less.
There you might be interested in looking at to join. They have classes, and some of the classes are going to be on Zoom.
There's another group of guys down here that are doing an in-person lessons for, the amateur radio license classes. So, I don't know, I might take some of those, and.
The classes are worth it, and also worth it will be the interaction with the other hams, because you can trade stories about what they're doing for different problems, and they'll be interested in helping you.
I'd like to eventually join a club here, because, and I found in this circumstance, a club would be very handy to, ask these questions to, but then get a whole bunch of opinions from experienced operators.
D8RON, you'll find that, and the more you learn about it, you'll find the more you understand about it, and then the more questions you have about it.
SK04ULP, station ID. I just my dad's getting his amateur radio license, so we'll probably end up joining a club together. We're just not sure which one yet. We've been kind of thinking about the Greer Club, but we're still not sure.
It's a matter of distance and time. I live in Brevard, or near Brevard, and I joined the Hendersonville Club, which is about an hour away.
Brevard? I'm trying to think, because I didn't know Brevard was that far away from Hendersonville.
About 20 miles, but by the time I get started and get there, it's 45 minutes to, well, if I'm really pushing 30 minutes, but I always allow myself an hour to get there.
I'm pretty familiar with the Hendersonville area, because I went to 6 years, and now my cousin is going to high school up in around Fletcher, Hendersonville-ish, North Carolina, and most of our acquaintances are up in that area, so I'm pretty familiar with the area.
The Hendersonville Club meetings are on Zoom, so assuming you can get on Zoom there, they have some interesting classes or lectures at their meetings, and everybody's welcome to join.
Thinking of more, I would like to join an in-person class and, you know, not necessarily on the computer. I do better in person.
Well, sometimes the Zoom helps in terms of the presentations. If you can't actually get the presentations, you usually only last about half an hour.
So, as I said, I'm not sure about which club yet, but it seems like a good bit of them are now meeting on Zoom.
Something new, and the COVID is causing it. I belong to a Rotary Club here in Brevard, and we're having to meet on Zoom because of the COVID.
Yeah, COVID has definitely messed everything up, and hopefully it takes a turn for the better here shortly.
Wear a mask when you're in school.
Right now we're doing homeschool, but last year I was in actual school, and my dad was the school board chairman, and they pretty much said, no, they're not gonna put us in masks. The only time we had to put on a facial or a mask when a guest came in. And even then, you know, I think sometimes we didn't, sometimes we didn't. Just depends on who was the guest.
Pretty good policy. And the other thing you might find interesting to do is maybe starting an amateur club at the school.
Vagina.
Not necessarily a part of that school anymore, so we're doing homeschool, so, you know, that's not necessarily a possibility now.
Station, go ahead, the other station. The WD8RON, whoever is making noises like that, you're certainly not giving a good example for an amateur to a new amateur. The best way, Alexander, to handle somebody like that is simply to ignore them, so we'll ignore them while we go on.
ULP, Station ID. Yeah, I think you intruded, a while ago, but, yeah, we'll just ignore. So, yeah, we were talking about clubs, so, yeah.
Send me your email. I'll give you some information about the club here that you can look at, and maybe, like I say, be interested in the Zoom or some of the other information there that might be of interest to you, and also the club in Tryon.
No, I'll definitely look into, probably joining a club with my dad, and I'm excited to learn more about the ham radio, and this is definitely a learning experience. So I'm getting a soldering kit that's supposed to come today, and so that way, you know, I can do a little bit more with soldering and get to know more electrical, and plan to get my journal here and extra, hopefully.
Watch your butthole, little boy.
You'll find that the QRZ, the test stuff there, will be of value to you also.
Use the QRZ, testing. I always use some, hamstudy.org, and you can, create an account there, and on a graph, it'll show you your progress. So, I don't know. I might try the QRZ test to see which one I like better, though.
Using that to work on my extra. I've been away from radio for quite a while. Finally pulled out my 2-meter and my HF. My HF is quite old, but once I get the antenna hooked up, it should work all right.
HF is, also old, and I'm just, still trying to figure out working it, and there's just so much in amateur radio that you can do, and the digital modes, and I'm really excited to learn more about it.
You were working with someone who had a similar rig. Do you have the manual for your radio?
I have the manual, and the person that I was working with was the previous owner of the rig.
And it will help you if you go through the manual in terms of how to set it up. Having someone to explain it makes it much clearer in a lot of ways. However, if you go through the manual and go through it step by step, you'll find that helps a lot too.
So far, the manual's And it's just been a little bit confusing, but it first tells me before I start using it to like pick my frequency, and then it tells me to turn on the radio. What I don't get is, how are you supposed to pick your frequency when the radio is turned off? And then it tells me to like move the drive until the ALC light glows. Well, on 10 meters, I moved the drive, and the SWR went up, and it stayed between like the 1 and the 3. And then I tried it again, like 3 point something megahertz, and the SWR went all the way to the 5, and the ALC light comes on, which I don't think the SWR is supposed to be that high, so it's, yeah, so I'm just kind of relying on the previous owner to kind of help me out in knowing how to work it. When he operated, he never did that. He just, I think, jumped on, you know, let it warm up and start using it.
Contact ND7J. Alexander, do you have an antenna analyzer?
No, I do not, and I'm not exactly sure what that does.
Your own antenna? And even if you're not, but if you're trying to build your own antenna, you need an antenna analyzer, first of all. Make sure that your antenna is put together and working correctly. Then you can hook it up to your radio and start working on ALC and that kind of stuff. But you really need an antenna analyzer to analyze your antenna to see if it's working correctly and to see what your SWR is and find out what the resonant point is on that antenna. 10 meters is a very long, very big band, and it's not going to be resonant across the whole band. It's going to have high spots and low spots. So you need to build the antenna using antenna analyzer and get it and know where it's resonant, what part of the band it's resonant on. Incidentally, there is a SCDXA meeting tonight at Fuddruckers and Taylor's. If you and your dad are interested, it starts at 6 p.m., and you might get some interesting information there. But, yeah, you really need to have an antenna analyzer if you're going to build your own antenna.
It is homemade, but another operator made it for me, and he already, like, took his antenna analyzer, already, like, tuned it to where I'd be transmitting. So he did everything. All I needed to do was put it up and have it put up. I think why I'm not receiving is just that my radio's not grounded, and maybe I need to play around more with the switches. I don't know.
Okay, did the person that built the antenna tell you what frequency the antenna was resonant in? In other words, what frequency, where is it one-to-one? Because the antenna should have a resonant spot on it. 28,400, it might be one-to-one. When you go up to 28,500, it might go to 1.2, and so on. And you need to know where the antenna is resonant to begin with. Anyway, you really need to have an antenna analyzer, or you need to at least know where the antenna is resonant.
Tuned it to like 20. He did like the best he could from 28 like 0.300 to 28.500. Because that's where I'm going to be transmitting. I'm not exactly sure where it's resonant, but I can contact him next time he comes on the air and figure that out from him.
Okay, so if it's resonant somewhere between 28,300, 28,500. Do you have a tuner? Is your radio have a built-in tuner?
Tuner? I don't think so. I just have my antenna. My clock could run to my antenna and then down to my radio.
Do you have many newer model radios have built-in antenna tuners? Many of them don't. But if your antenna is resonant 28,300 to 28,500, which would mean you're below two, you should be good to go there. But you might want to give me a call on the telephone, and I'd be happy to talk to you and your dad, and maybe give you some tips that will help you get started. Because I don't believe your radio is not receiving because your radio's or your setup is not receiving because your radio is not grounded, or any of the other things that you mentioned. I think you have some other issues going on.
Transmit, but I couldn't think what would be wrong with the antenna because I'm just not sure.
parking lot here, Alexander, and I don't get a good signal here in the Walmart parking lot. But when I hear you on next time, I'll give you my phone number, and if you and your dad would like to give me a call, I would be more than happy to help you get to making that antenna work for you. Because I don't think your receive problem is good grounding or grounding, but I'm not sure if you can still copy me.
Your signal can be a little bit more scratchy, but I can understand you. So, and also have a ham radio neighbor that just down the street, you know, a walkaways, and, you know, he pretty much does HF, so, you know, I might sometime call him over, see if he can help me figure it out.
You can, actually, if you'd like to, you can go to my website, nd7j.com. My phone number's up there. And if you and your dad would give me a call. Did I hear you right? Do you live in Traveler's Rest?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, I just live up in Hendersonville. And I'd be happy to come down with my analyzer and help you and your dad work through some problems. And before I leave, I think that radio would probably be transmitting and receiving. Call an amateur on the radio. So, anyway, Alexander, I'm in Sam's Club here. I got to run inside, but if you'd like to take me up on the offer, I'd be happy to help you. Just give me a call or have your dad give me a call. ND7J.
Well, thank you for being willing to help me out, and yeah, other station, you still there?
ND7J, W2T.
Go ahead, Rusty.
Just a quick thing. I won't make the meeting tonight. I've gotten called in for a Zoom meeting for a barbershop, so I won't be able to be there tonight.
Okay, Rusty. Maybe I'll give you a call on the landline later on, and I got something to fill you in on about the meeting, and I'll talk to you on the phone about it, not on the air.
Roger, roger. I'll be here. W2T.
ND7J, clear.
What I kind of like about the amateur radio is I'm having trouble with my radio or something. I'm going to jump on 2 meters and I get a lot of suggestions.
Have a penis, boys. Have a vagina.
Typical of the bad part of ham radio, Alexander.
Yeah, so I didn't hear any call sign out of him, so apparently he's probably not licensed. And so that's... I'd probably say my first batting counter on the air.
Yeah, well, there's always one in the crowd. Anyway, you all have a good day. I'm trying to find a parking place here, Sam. This is a zoo. ND7J, clear.
Peanut butter, little boy.
H-R-O-N, this is K-O-4-U-L-P. Edward, you still there?
Thank you, little girl.
K-O-4-U-L-P, clear.
N0SAP, KC4RD, VO Earthlink.
For somebody, and absolutely going to make it. Picking up Dave at 4:30, and we should be there by 5:15-ish, 5:30-ish.
You talking about KP4CBA?
No, about K4SV.
All right, well, good deal. Starts at 6, right?
The because I'm telling people, because we're at Fuddruckers, to maybe you want to get there 5:30, quarter to 6, and place your order, and then you go back into the meeting room. We'll be back in their little party room back there, and then they'll call you for your food and what have you.
Party. All right. Well, I'll be out tonight for sure.
Yep, and glad to see you. Hopefully, CBA might come. He mentioned he was, I think he might be coming. And I think we'll have a nice turnout tonight. We're going to have our usual just shoot the bull kind of type thing, but then we'll have a little discussion about meeting locations in the future and that kind of stuff. So some interesting stuff, and there'll be a lot of good hams there as usual.
Winter, how long does the meeting usually last? How long does the meeting usually last?
We start at about 6 and we end at about 8:30. But, I mean, some people, then sometimes people congregate in the parking lot for another 20 or 30 minutes. Sometimes people just up and go. Sometimes people leave a little bit earlier. You know, there is no real end time. We've had people come in and you know, sit around, shoot the bull for a while, have dinner, and leave at 7:30, 8 o'clock. I mean, there's no real entrance time or, you know, you're not locked in.
Good, 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 good. All right. Sounds like a wiener to me. Good enough. Hey, listen, I don't think I'm going to need those torites.
I'm actually planning on bringing any because it sounds like we got the problem worked out. Between turning the amplifier on first and then you getting a little more acquainted with your tuner, I think we've pretty much resolved all your issues.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was working real good last night. So, I will see you at the meeting tonight, my man.
Alrighty. Yeah, I think now that you've put that tuner in line, that's the proper way to have your stuff set up, and you will see everything's going to work better for you doing it that way. Just turn the tuner on your radio right off. You don't even need it.
Well, and see, the fact of the matter was, I did the full range check on that Mosley. I don't need a tuner. I mean, everything was so close. Everything was under 1.5. So, but anyhow, I needed something to tell me where my power level was, and that MFJ certainly wasn't it. So, you know. Hey, listen, think about a recommendation for a true power meter that's not an MFJ that would give me actual digital readout, not a bar graph. That would be reasonably accurate that I could put on there. The bar graph is okay. It's just ballpark. You don't really get an accurate number of
it. And if I'm breaking up, let me know. I'll retransmit. There's a company out there, and I don't know how to pronounce it, Daiwaya or something. They make a really good meter. I've got two of them, one on each one of my stations, and they work really good. They're a cross needle, and they work very, very well. It's a very good meter, very reasonably priced, and it's not mighty fine junk and stuff either.
I know what you're talking about. It's Daiwa, I believe it is. Daiwa.
Yeah, that's the one, and that's a good meter. They work very well. Also, I was going to tell you, yeah, you might not need a tuner on your Mosley, but at some point in time, you're going to delve into some more areas with 80 meters, maybe even 160 meters, you know, some 30 meter. I don't know if that Mosley covers 30, but at some point in time, you're probably going to need a tuner, and it's probably a good habit to just have it there, especially an auto tuner. If your Mosley, you know, something happens, it makes a change that you're unaware of, it'll auto-tune it up for you and let you know. But the meter and stuff is a good reason. But I think at some point in time, you're going to want that tuner.
Well, the nice thing about that Pro 2, that LDG AT1000 Pro 2, is the fact that it's got two antenna selection in it. And that in itself eliminated the stupid MFJ antenna selector switch. So I put that on there, and I can switch back and forth between the Mosley and the OCF NVIS that I've got. And the NVIS, it does occasionally need tuning, so it'll take care of that for me. So anyhow, I'm all set, baby. and I'll see you tonight. Be careful out there. KN4BWA, clear after your final.
Yeah, I'm absolutely certain that that off-center set dipole is it's going to be resident, you know, on 20 meters at one point in the band. But when you drop way down to CW or to RIDI or to FT8, it may not be resonant. And it's going to be the same situation on all the bands. You're never going to have an off-center fed dipole that's going to be resonant on 10 through 80 from one end of the band to the other. It's just not going to happen. And that tuner's going to come in handy, I guarantee you.
Yep, you're right. So, yeah, I'll use it on that second antenna, but probably not on the Mosley. So, anyhow, like I said, be careful out there. KN4BWA, clear.
Okay, yep, I'll see you tonight, Steve. That's the same thing I was just telling Alexander there. You know, you got to have a tuner. That's all there is to it. But we'll see you tonight. Looking forward to seeing you at the meeting. And enjoy their drive. Looks like the rain's going to be out of here by the time everybody's kind of head that way. ND7J, I'm still mobile here for a few more minutes heading to see my dad. And y'all have a good day. I'll be listening for a few. Clear.